key for baby Brian Brown.
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Did you know that Louisiana incarcerates 34,000 people at any one time? 15,000 people are released each year from our state prisons and local jails. Perhaps you know someone who's been incarcerated. Do you know a U.S. soldier that has served their time during war, at home or abroad, but found it difficult in readjusting? Despite these many obstacles that these women and men and veterans face upon their return, they remain committed to obeying the laws of the land and the laws of God to make Louisiana a better place for everyone to call home. We think it's time to acknowledge and celebrate that success. On Saturday, March the 17th, Reentry Solutions and our community partners from around the state will host Louisiana's first successful Reentry Awareness Day. Whether you are near or far, come join us at the Renegade Harley-Davidson, Alexandria, Louisiana. Freedom Ride departs at 9 a.m. Pre-register now for your patch receipt. Antique cars arrive at 11. Brad Randall and the Zydeco Ballers will play from 1 to 5. Event ceremony begins at 2:30. Food, craft, and resource vendors will be there. Mark the date now, Saturday, March the 17th, at Renegade Harley-Davidson, Alexandria, Louisiana. Come be a face of freedom. Come represent a face of freedom. Come celebrate Louisiana's first successful Reentry Awareness Day. For more information or booth space rental, call 318-715-8178 or go to www.reentrysolutions4la.com.
Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk.
with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network, and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. It doesn't matter what state you're in. We welcome you on this Friday morning. Well, it is the weekend. It's the day that most people love to live for, and we hope that you're having a great and a safe Friday. If you're just getting your Friday started, it is March 9th, 7:36 a.m., and it is raining and wet and even cool outside. It's cooling off if you're just getting going this morning. So make sure that you prepare for the weather. And as always, as we're driving in, I gotta remind you, I'm telling you, we pass through so many school zones getting here and then getting our son to school, and we always see people just flying through school zones. And I know we're busy, I know we gotta get there, but we've gotta remember to slow down through those school zones. It is so dangerous. And you know, we've got those resource officers out there, we've got crossing guards out there, and when we're flying through those zones, we put everybody in danger. So please slow down and be mindful and get there safe. If you're just getting going this morning, make sure that you give yourself enough time, because it is raining. And it is wet, and it looks like it's going to be rainy and wet for the most part of the day. And, you know, yesterday when we were picking up our son, I said, you know, from school, we don't get a chance to talk about the evening school zones. But you know what? At 3 o'clock, those school zones start again. And so please just be mindful and be careful. It's so important. But it's Friday, and we're super excited to be with you this morning. And as always, you know, every month we think is a month to celebrate women and to celebrate what we do. And this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to just have real women, real talk, just about some things that have really been on my heart and maybe on yours as well. And we hope that you'll be able to really feel the brunt of this conversation and that it'll really make you think. And I'm going to be joined by some of my sister friends this morning, and I'll tell you who they are when we come back. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about some things that really have been on my heart every day, some things like gratitude, some things like, you know, what are we doing to be the difference makers? What are we doing in that time of transition, and how are we handling those things? Are we, you know, are we okay right where we are, or are we kicking and screaming? And if we are kicking and screaming, how do we just come out of that posture and just be? And that's something that I know that everybody grapples with at certain points in their life, and I'm no different than you. I have too. And one of the things that I started doing to just be is I started doing yoga, and I've been telling you guys about that. It's really helping me to become one with myself, to be at peace with God and the universe, and to just be. You know, there are certain things that you just simply cannot control. And when we get over into those areas of control, I think it just creates havoc. It creates a lack of peace in our inner self. And it's just downright tough. And so that's really what I've been really meditating on, and just want to really help you this morning if you're driving in. And I don't know about you, but I have had, and I was sharing this with somebody yesterday, I've had some tough sleepless nights. But when you just finally find that place of peace and rest, and you're just resting in the source, it makes your nights so much better. And we want to help everybody to get there, to get in that peace, that place of, you know what? I'm okay. You're okay. God's got my back, and I just am. I am where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, with the people I'm supposed to be with. And you know what? It is all good. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have real women, real talk, and it's a conversation that you don't want to miss. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back. Okay, good. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I have been just having some revelation. I was talking to one of my sister friends on yesterday, or a couple days ago, and she said, girl, what happened to you over last weekend? Well, what happened to me was some serious revelation. And one of those revelatory things that happened to me is looking at myself. And it's it's hard to look at one's self, you know, because we're so busy looking at everybody else in our lives, our kids, our husband, our coworkers, whomever. And so when you stop and take a deep look at self, and you realize that you're not perfect, and you realize that there are some things in your life that you can change, I think it makes us better for it. And so this morning, I hope that this conversation, it's going to be a good conversation. It's going to be an upbeat conversation, but I hope that it will really make you get real with yourself. And I know a lot of people just already, you're saying, Carlette, I'm already real with me, but sometimes you can think you're real with yourself, but you're really not, you know. And I love what William Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. You know, it's, you can lie to everybody else in your life. You can even, you can even lie to those people who are closest to you, but you can't lie to yourself. So being true to yourself is real truth, and it takes real courage to do that. I'm going to get a break here, but we'll be back with so much more right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksandHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carol Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carol Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carol Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carol Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, mailways available.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, interest. No obligation. No pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Real women, real talk.
Is the black church keeping black women single?
People at church, they say whatever you do, you go to school,
you get your education.
You graduate, you get a career, and then.
Right.
Okay, well, then becomes 40 years old.
Wow.
Then started working at the newspaper while I'm trying to get my stuff together.
Get your career going.
About 30.
What's wrong with you?
Why you not? Now, these people.
They done changed their story. It's the same people.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams, also Carol Kinder. Get on a great financial path. Get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. Listen, we're going to be talking about finances. We're going to be talking about things that you can do to just get started. And when we talk about those things to you, we're going to be talking about those things for ourselves as well. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Red River Bank. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is there to serve you. If you're in Bunkie, you can phone him at 346-6695. But if you're in Avoyelles Parish, you can phone the same number. He serves Bunkie and Avoyelles Parish surrounding areas. Again, the number's 318-346-6695. Well, it's Friday. And, you know, as we celebrate Women's History Month, and as we were talking to Gloria Felt this past week, and one of the chapters in her book was about Sister Courage. And so we felt like it would be a great opportunity to just bring women together and just talk about some of the things that we're all concerned about. But maybe we never really talk about those things because maybe we don't have the courage, or maybe we're concerned about what others will think. And so this morning, we just want to really pour out our hearts with you, and I want to share with you some great stories, some great women that I love to talk to. And let me just tell you who they are. This morning I'm joined by Sherry Jackson, my sister friend, and also Lisa Campo, another sister friend. Ladies, good morning and welcome back. Where y'all been?
Good morning.
Welcome back to the OPT Network. And this, you know, as I was talking to them on yesterday and kind of
I was just, again, weepy yesterday. I don't know why. Just a lot on my heart and a lot that I think that we need to talk about, especially during this month. And one of the things that I was talking to each of you about is transition. And, Sherry, it seems like a lot of women especially are in transition right now. And we've all been there at some point or another. And so what I really want to first start with is how we help people that are in transition right now. Maybe they're not at their job. Maybe they're looking to do something different. And I know that you really minister to a lot of people. And I know that you, too, have been in transition.
Good morning, Carlette, and thank you for allowing me to come back and to just to be who I am.
Absolutely.
And that's the first thing.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Understanding who you are. And I want to say that yesterday I felt your pain.
Did you?
And I know that when you called me at the last minute to come today, that you thought that I was going to have something to say. But I felt your pain, and so therefore, I didn't say anything, but yes, Carlette.
Thank you, Sherry.
I'm coming.
And let me just say, because we had, and I want to thank DC for this, because we had a show set up for yesterday, but he felt my heart as well. And we want to thank our guests for agreeing to swap with us, because I just felt like this was a conversation that needed to be had.
And talking about transition. We are constantly in transitions. We are transitioning, meaning mm-hmm. that it is a constant thing from birth to death. Because mm-hmm. number one, this is not our home. So in order to get to our ultimate home, there has to be transition.
Right.
And for me to talk to or minister to other women who are transitioning, I must first understand that I am transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
Through physical things, mm-hmm. mental, spiritual. Spiritual. If you would see, I am now wearing these glasses to magnify words. Well, a couple of years ago,
right,
I did not have to do that. Now I am scared if I'm anywhere without them
mm-hmm.
because I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Now I thought I was going blind because I couldn't see words like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of it is that I am transitioning. Now, transitioning is not always a bad thing.
Right.
It moves us out of our comfort zone because what we once knew or how we once operated, we don't do those things anymore. We have to be able to move to the next season
mm-hmm.
of life.
But you know, it's always hard, Lisa, and I know that you're in a place of transition too, and I've been there, and I know people listening have been in that place of transition. And I think you're absolutely on point, Sherry, where we can't really look at transition as a bad thing. And sometimes we do, especially because we're in a place that doesn't feel good.
You know, what's so crazy about all of this evolving to today, and I like the word evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're transitioning, we're evolving, especially women. We are constantly, you better know how to turn around and around because
mm-hmm.
that's what you're going to do all day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I think about how we evolve through the different chapters. What freaks me out the most is when she said we are transitioning every single day.
Every day.
You're not going to transition into a new chapter. And if you think that's the last chapter, sweetheart, you better think again.
I know.
You need to be preparing yourself for the next chapter. And that's how I categorize my life, is it's by chapters.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I tell myself every single day before I put my feet to the floor is, one day at a time.
That's it.
How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Mm-hmm. If you sit and you worry and you worry, and I have done it. We have all done
sure.
it. How am I going to pay for my baby to go to college? How am I going to get this? How am I going to do that? Sister, if you sit and you think that far in advance, you are going to lose your mind. Get your meals cooked today.
Mm-hmm.
Get your laundry done today.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you got groceries in the fridge for tomorrow. Make sure your utility and your house notes paid for the next 30. you know what? Don't worry about anything else. He is going to put it in front of you.
And if you don't do the laundry that day, it's okay.
You, I have learned. It you will not. You cannot get arrested for not doing your laundry.
You cannot.
You can eventually get arrested for not feeding your kids. I have heard that. But you cannot get arrested for not cleaning that house and doing the laundry.
And, you know, when we talk about transition, because, you know I've been in a place of transition, and I was talking to another sister friend yesterday, and she mentioned the idea of pruning and how God prunes us. And he cuts away. And if you're any type of gardener, or if you know anything about pruning, you know that those limbs that are dead or that are not productive have to be cut so that the growth will continue and it will perpetuate and it'll be perpetual. But during certain times, it has to be pruned. It has to be refreshed and it has to be revitalized, and nobody wants to be pruned. And I love what you said, Lisa. You're always evolving. And right when you think that you have it, God will take you and he'll shake it up. He'll shake you up again. And that's really, I guess, where I've been in that place of faith and having to have that faith through those seasons, through those times of cutting and being pruned away.
And here's another thing that Lisa talked about, chapters. So using that imagery of a book, sometimes the pages turn fast.
Mm-hmm. Too fast.
Sometimes, you know, if it's a good read, you constantly...
Uh-huh. You can't wait to get to the next page.
That's right.
So it's not always a long chapter. Sometimes it's a short chapter. And I think that's what probably cuts us the most, because the chapters are, it's seemingly getting shorter and shorter. And mm-hmm. we don't have time to adjust to the next act because we're just getting settled into this chapter.
Mm-hmm. I like to tell my daughter and I always look at each other and smile and say, God has one great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. He must sit up there and giggle to himself over seeing me get through some of these chapters. It's just, you know, but you've got to be strong, and it takes a strong person to look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to cut the ties on this. I'm going to prune this out of my life.
Exactly.
If it steals your joy, it is your job to change it, fix it, or drop it. And it goes back to what we were talking about before we went on air. You have to take control back of your life.
Right.
We allow our children, our spouses, our coworkers, our extended family, our girlfriends to manipulate us into what fits in their life and what they want. Now, I'm not saying go out and be selfish. But it takes courage to be manipulated.
And it takes courage to allow yourself to be manipulated.
It takes strong communication skills. You've got to be really careful when you put your words out into the air.
Mm-hmm.
They are, first of all, are already very easily to be misperceived.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one thing. If you can't do it, if you can't pull yourself out of something, God has a way of changing that chapter so you can get there. Because we don't always have the courage to do. We know what to do.
Right.
But because of external pressures or circumstances or society, we don't always do it. Because how is it going to affect my standing in society?
Mm-hmm.
How is it going to affect what people say about me? So, okay then, you don't know how to move it? Let me orchestrate some stuff.
Exactly. And that's tough, especially for women who have been fired from a job or have had to leave a job. And I was saying this to somebody the other day. You get comfortable in the salary that you're making. You get comfortable in maybe the benefits that you have.
Lifestyle.
It pays the bills. It's a good additive to your family, you know, budget and how you live. But I'm going to tell you, getting fired to me has seemed like one of the worst things that could have ever happened to me. But in retrospect, after I go through that transition and the process, I know that had
they
I
did
not
you a favor,
I would have never gotten to the next place. For me, leaving my job was such a scary thing because I knew the direct deposit was going to be there on Friday. I knew I was going
to
have
the hell that you went through.
That's right. And sometimes as women, we are willing to eat all the crow you can put in our face, because you know why? I'm gonna crawl through the fires of hell to provide for
my
child.
Family. Mm-hmm.
And that is something that we take on. We engulf ourselves in that. And you are so right. you know, I'm still in a transitional phase right mm-hmm. now. And after getting laid off, I was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
However, I know that the Lord is mm-hmm. pushing me some way, somewhere. I'm ready for him to give me that answer. I'm not real patient with his timeline. I'd really rather him work on my timeline.
Most of us aren't, right?
You know, because I've got to go. There's things I've got to do. However, I know that he has got the plan, and
right.
it's not my plan.
Right.
I can do everything I can to squish it into the, you know, pushing the circle through the peg, mm-hmm. you know, hole. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work
that way.
Does not work in time. He works in eternity.
That's right.
Wow.
And so therefore, our timing will never be. He doesn't even recognize
mm-hmm.
that. He recognizes eternity.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you something about you. I can talk because I'm on this side.
Mm-hmm. Scoot up.
I'm on the other side of transitioning from a job. When I moved here to Louisiana from Wisconsin, where I was doing great. Life was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I moved here to take a position at the Town Talk.
Mm-hmm.
I was there about a year and a half. They downsized or whatever that they did. So I no longer had the position that I uprooted and came for. Now, I, in my head, already knew I was tired of being at the Town Talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to take my time and get it all fixed up. I was going to get all my ducks in a row.
Right.
And then I was going to walk out that door and tell them, I'm gone. Okay, I was going to do it my way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But God orchestrated something to say, oh, no, it's not going to even be that pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. when they told me.
Right, how dare they?
That wasn't
your plan.
I was devastated.
Uh-huh.
I was devastated because I wanted to have my bank account right.
Right.
I already had mine to do my own newspaper. I was getting all of that together. You trying to get it too pretty. We're going to
splash in the water. We're going to make a splash.
We're going to make a splash.
Wait.
And he made a
Everybody's
splash.
Everybody's going to get wet.
Hold that splash. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have more about transitioning, more about gratitude, more about how to just be right where you are, right in your own skin, and be comfortable right there, knowing that bigger, better, greater is absolutely on the other side. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria. You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-free living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route, calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Grammy-nominated recording artist, Angie Stone.
And I said to Angie, is all the women that you helped, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I mean, the list is endless. How do you keep yourself focused, maintain that poise and that focus to help all these women that were going to superstardom?
Well, the one thing I learned early in life is jealousy gets you nowhere. The one thing that bothered me in this industry is how female groups tend to break up after one or two albums. They didn't have the same power that men had. So I made it a point to prove that as women, we have to be supportive of each other and not be catty, because every time one of us makes it, it gives life to the next one.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. And also, Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, long known for their warmth, their friendliness, great hunting, great fishing, great entertainment. Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Also, we remind you every single day, if you've had an accident, you don't know what to do, phone Brian Kubrow & Associates for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. And of course, our friends at Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. If you're joining us this morning, you know, it's been a while since we've had real women, real talk, but we felt like today was a great day for it. And we have decided to assemble great women who are just absolutely real, Sherry Jackson and Lisa Campo. And you know, you guys, when I think of real women, and I think of a lot of people, and I love to talk to all of my sister friends, but you guys are just some of the folks that whenever I talk to you, it's just always real. And I believe that as we celebrate women and we celebrate each other, we just have to be real with each other. We have to know that even though we may be going through some challenges, and Sherry, you were talking about your transition from the town talk and how it rarely looks like what we expect. And you were saying that splash didn't happen quite like you thought it would.
It did not happen the way I thought it would, because I wanted to be in control. I wanted to do it my way. And God said, no, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in control of this. Now, I'm going to do what you want me to do.
Right.
You're going to leave, but not the way you quite thought. And so when the editor told me that I was no longer, they no longer needed my services, that they were downsizing. But number one, I felt that it was an indictment
against me that I had failed.
Right.
Why wasn't I good enough? You know, and I saw other people, I'm like, okay, they still here and I'm gone. But after I cried and boo-hooed and snotted and all of those things,
mm-hmm.
God reminded me, you said you wanted to publish your newspaper. We didn't say how it was going to happen.
Or when.
Mm-hmm. November 2006, I walked out of the door. They escorted me out of the door. In
wow.
February 2007,
mm-hmm.
I published the first issue of The Light.
Wow.
Okay. And I'm still not, even though that happened, 5 years later, he said, okay.
Another transition.
I said, God, no. I said I wanted to do this newspaper. Now I got to quit. Well, you said this is what you wanted to do. I said yes, but I didn't tell you how long.
Right.
And so now so now I'm doing something. I'm almost in the construction business.
Right. That's that sense of humor. God, Lisa was talking about that God house.
You know, it doesn't matter what role we are being embraced in our lives, whether it be a job that we have gotten comfortable with, that auto deposit today, okay? Whether it be the role as a wife and your husband walks out, whether it be the role as a mother and your child tragically dies in an accident, we have got to be able to land on our feet and have the strength to endure the changes that are coming. I hear people say, I don't like change. Well, baby, you're not going to make it. And I can remember making that statement younger in my life. I don't really like change either.
I don't think anybody really does.
But you
it's
have
necessary,
got
though.
To look at it as your glass is always half full. Mm-hmm. Because the moment you start declaring that your cup is half empty, then it is half empty.
Exactly
because
right.
Because you're choosing not to embrace what you have. You're focusing on all the things that you don't have.
That's right.
And, you know, we closed Jump and Jive in October of 10. And, of course, my husband, his joke was 10-4. We closed it October 10th. October 4th. And so when people would ask us what day, 10-4, we're checking out, 10-4. You know, that's our humor. We had to find things to laugh about. We had just lost my father-in-law that September. We closed our company in October. There was a risk of us losing everything. And it was at that point in my life that I realized that I've got my health. My husband's got his health.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are healthy. We have got a bond between these four people of love and support.
Mm-hmm.
Take it all. There, you cannot take our love and you cannot take our strength. We will put ourselves in a shoebox until the Lord intends for us to be somewhere else, but I will stand. And, you know, one of my favorite sayings, and it's, I hate to say it, but it's from a movie that it's not always accepted by everyone, but Gone with the Wind, Scarlett O'Hara never said it better when she shook her fist at the sky and said, as God is my witness, I'm not going to let them lick me. You know, as a woman, we've got to take a stance just like her and shake our fist at the sky and say, I hear you, and I'm going to do what you need me to do.
But I'm going
to
keep standing.
And, you know,
I might be down, but I'm not out.
At a young age in my life, that role and that statement in that movie influenced me like nothing ever has in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I learned real quick, baby, you better learn how to swim or you're going to sink because there's a lot of people at the bottom waiting to bring you down. You got a lot of joy stealers. What do you call it? What I say? Misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
Sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people choose to sink.
Absolutely. And I don't know. And yesterday, and I keep going back to yesterday, I just felt sort of maybe a heaviness in the spirit realm where people were just maybe discouraged about where they are.
It's a very discouraging time right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, but I go back to what I was saying to you guys during the break. God has really been speaking into my spirit that you can have what you say regardless of what it looks like in the earth realm. You got to call those things that be not as though they were. And so we got to start calling forth the things that we want to have instead of what we have, what we can see. And that's really what it's about. And I just want to encourage people. And I wanted you guys to come in and encourage people because I know that we all understand transition. We've all been there. But when you're in the midst of transition, that's the toughest time. Let me take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about transition. And then from transition, I want to go into gratitude. You know, in all things, let's just try to be thankful. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Hey.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author Michael Lockwood.
But many women would say, there's not a whole lot of men out there. Many women would say that, and that they do kind of want to hang on to what they have because they really do love this guy.
But you know, as my grandmother used to say, you know, and many of us have heard, you know, you can do bad all by yourself. It's not necessary to be with a man that's disrespecting you. And even if he's not disrespecting you, the fact that he won't commit to you in the sense of even marrying you, mm-hmm. is a form of disrespect, because you're giving him everything. You know, you're sleeping with them. You're doing all these different things, and that is the respect that you do. And when you understand that you're the prize as a woman, he's not the prize. And
right.
So even though a lot of people say that there aren't many men out there, but actually there are, and there's women that are marrying good men every day. But right. You have to handle yourself a little bit different.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home. Great gifts, great home decor, great ideas. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, Axion Louisiana, they make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone is 888-215-2373. Also, Carroll Furniture, they've got more than 25 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse. Great place to create a new room. The number to phone is 318-448-8090. And of course, our friends at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Rosa Field, State Farm agent, get to a better state by phoning Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. If you're just joining us this morning, Real Women, Real Talk, what we're really all going through, and maybe nobody is saying it, but you're feeling it, and I've got some people that are just bold enough to tell the truth and to hopefully set us all free this morning. I'm joined by Sherry Jackson and Lisa Campo, just Girl Talk. Hope that you're inspired. Hope that you just, this morning as you're traveling in or sitting at your office or at home, that you just get a new perspective. And we were just, I mean, having great, great conversation during the break. And we were just talking about how challenging it is through transition. But you gotta really say what you want to have. Not look at where you are, but say where you want to be. And we've got to drop those self-imposed limitations, because I believe that we are limiting ourselves, Sherry and Lisa, more than anybody ever could.
We've got to look inside.
Mm-hmm.
Too many times we look around at what other people have or what other people have done, and we use that as our crutch.
Mm-hmm.
look into yourself. And it's like we were talking about on break. Clean your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I mean that in two ways.
Mm-hmm.
You eating up with the demons right now. You got a lot of anxiety. You just beside yourself with what's not right and all that's wrong in your life. Clean your house in both ways. Spiritually, internally, mm-hmm. mentally. And the best way to do that is to clean your house physically.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. You get that Clorox out and you go to town in that house.
I love Clorox.
And you go from east to west and north and south. And I'm going to tell you right now, when your husband and your kids come home, they're going to be scared at how clean that house is. Because they're going to know, oh, Lord, mama's done slipped off the deep end. The house looks like the top of the mm-hmm. Chrysler Building.
But you know, we were talking about, and I think it's really, really apropos, this morning we were talking about Whitney Houston and we were talking about what success looks like and how everybody defines success as things and money. And you look at the will and all the money and the jewelry and the house and the cars.
And she looked like it. She looked like the epitome of success for a while.
But many of us have those inward demons. And I was saying to my sister friends in the studio, and I want to say to you guys as well, is that those demons manifest themselves as fear. Is my voice good enough? Do people think that I can still sing? Will I be received?
Older.
I'm getting older. I'm not what I used to be. And that's that inner critic that we know is the devil that comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. And for some, it may be you're using pills. For others, you may be using food. You know, everybody has something that they're using. And until you really peel back the layers like an onion, and really get true to yourself, you will never have that inner peace.
It's true.
And it comes from within.
And it comes from within.
No amount of external.
Sherry, you took a big sigh there. What was that about?
Well, because everybody, Sherry, L. Brown Jackson,
mm-hmm.
has tried to get it from external.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from having the best, from mm-hmm. being the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we have worked ourselves ragged.
Into a frenzy.
In a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be what, you know.
And what are we trying to be?
That's the thing. We don't even know what we're trying to be.
But whatever it is
what somebody else has said
we should be.
And I'm going to tell you, in media society and sets a tone.
Right.
How skinny we should be,
mm-hmm.
how to wear your hair, how to dance, what to wear, how to look, mm-hmm. what to eat, what not to eat, you know, what to drink. All of these things they put in front of us, and it's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
We are humans made and prepare yourselves for error.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like when we were talking yesterday and you were saying, oh, I'd rather be beat than claim my house. I hate to claim my
house. And I did. I threw down the gauntlet. I was telling my friend Jean, our office mate, and friend, the other day, I said, you know what? I have thrown it down. I am not. I'm going to get somebody to clean this house to help me. And then I was talking to Lisa yesterday, and she was telling me how she's cleaning her house. And we were just talking about what we were going to be talking about today. And I wrote down gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And God said to me, little Missy,
mm-hmm.
okay, you don't want to dust? Okay, you don't want to clean? You know what? I need to be grateful for that house. And when God sees fit for me to have somebody help me to clean my house, he will. But I was like, woe is
but
me.
But I'm going to correct you on that because you're wrong. Don't you
Uh-oh.
Clean your house.
Uh-oh.
You clean your home.
Oh, that's good.
There's a difference.
There is a difference.
It is brick and mortar. But when you and your husband and that baby
mm-hmm.
come into that dwelling, it is your home. It is what makes you who you are.
And it is a sense of peace at my house.
Mm-hmm. To be in that home. And show how much you respect you have for that accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Owning a home, it is not something that anyone should take for granted. It's a gift and a blessing that you've busted hard to have.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be gone. Look at those poor people up, is it Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
They lost everything in a single breath.
That's right.
And imagine how you would feel this morning if those storms that came through last night, you'd fall to your knees and beg God if you'd just have one more day to clean that house.
Let me take a quick break here. Gratitude is the word for this morning. We're back right after this.
I knew when we collided, you're the one I have decided who's one of my kind. Hey, soul sister, hey, that Mr. Mister on the radio, stereo, the way you move.
70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route. Calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. McDonald's of Alexandria owner, Glenda Stock.
We thank you, Glenda, for all that you do for the community, for what you do for On Point.
We appreciate you and our community. You know, it's great. We're blessed in so many ways to have great forums and great outlets, but to have this one that's designed the way it is, to speak to the heart of women who sometimes do not have the confidence or self-esteem mm-hmm. or the drive or the know-how or the wherewithal. And I think you give a lot of encouragement. I hear so many people talk about if when I'm on your show and I see them then passing in the grocery store, you know. So it's very gratifying to have someone like yourself who is so engaged and committed and very loyal to the mission that you're doing. And I know there's sacrifices that you and your family are making
sure.
to bring this to life.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Academy of Training Skills, Changing Lives Through Programs. Here's their website. It's www.aatss.com or phone 337-214-0428. McDonald's of Alexandria and, of course, tobacco-free living. We're so glad that now everybody can go to work and breathe clean air. Sherry, you're multitasking. Who are you talking? Who are y'all talking to on those phones? I mean, you know, I'm DC says I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I can't be doing all that stuff while I'm trying to talk. I'm not a good multitasker. I'm gonna become a better multitasker. That's right. So I don't know, but you look like you're pretty rapid there. You know, but this morning, again, I just want to remind people, just real women, real talk. And I want to encourage people because, Lisa, you said something really powerful and it really struck me. You said, you know, the fact that you hadn't graduated from college was really sort of like an inner demon. And I want you to talk about that because I think a lot of people are feeling like because they didn't reach a certain goal or a certain expectation and it eats away. You know, why is that?
I think we allow unknowingly our own insecurities to gobble us up. You know, we need to focus, like I said, on the haves and the have-nots, and I try that every single day to instill that in my actions and in my thoughts and in my mind and in my words. But no matter how hard we try, being the human that we are, mm-hmm. That devil, he sits and he waits. And mm-hmm. when he sees the moment, he seizes the day. And so it's so many times as a mom and as a wife that we find ourselves frazzled. And we've got to remember to seize the day. I have had so many more accomplishments in my life. That, I would say, is my one failed opportunity, and it was all boiled down to timing and logistics. It wasn't something that I failed to do as an intellect.
Right.
It was something that based on time and logistics in life. And so many people say, oh, go back today. Are you crazy? And I say that because, first of all, what it costs, my daughter will start in 2 years, and I feel like my time is past. I'm passing that torch on to my children. And I'm going to invest in them, and I'm going to make it about them and focus on them. And honestly, the way the world and the economy is now, you also, when you reach a certain age, you have to sit back and look, okay, to get my degree, it's going to cost X. I'm going to work another 25 years and maybe gross or net about X amount of money. Is it really going to be affordable for me to dump all that money into an education?
But Lisa, have you overthought it?
I'm sure I have.
I want to put this out in the atmosphere because I think that there are several people out there, like you said, intellect had nothing to do with why you didn't get your degree. But I just want to put this out there in the universe. If you're somebody, because this is what the word says. He says, when you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Now, I don't know if that's a true desire or if that's just something that could be good, it would be good, but if it's a true desire of your heart, just trust that God puts those things in us because he needs them, he wants them. They're not things that we put there for ourselves. And so if somebody is sitting out there saying, I don't know how I'm going to do it, I don't know why I should do it or whatever, just trust that if it's meant for you to have that, that God will open that door and he'll make the way. Doesn't mean it's right, doesn't mean it's wrong, doesn't mean you need to do it, but I'm just saying this is what I have had to really break myself down to, that even doing this show every single day, he's got to pay for it. He's got to bring the advertisers. He's got to open those doors. What I'm understanding today is that I can't. And I only use that word in the biblical sense, that I can't, he can, and I'm going to let him. Because I know that the word can't is only found in the Dictionary of the Fool. But when I'm talking about the word and talking about things that are so much bigger than myself, that I have to let go and I have to trust that the things that God put in my heart and the things that he wants done in the earth realm through each of us, through the women sitting here this morning, through the women and the people that are listening, that he has to do it. He's responsible for it. And then that takes that weight and that pressure off. But what I love the most about you guys is your honesty, your willingness to put it just out there.
You know, we always say that there's not a day that goes by that is not one that's God sent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having, like I said earlier, I don't know if we were on or off the air, because this conversation is just like sitting around a coffee table. I mean, it's blurring together. But, you know, I was having a lot of anxiety about the transitions that I'm going through right now. And I've had a wonderful girlfriend that's been ta-ta-ing me through all of my, you know, moments. But what I felt when you reached out and called me yesterday was just the finger of God, like a lightning bolt to my behind, saying, let's go, get up, put your big girl panties on, you're gonna get through this. And why you call me out of the blue? What touched you? What made you, you know, there is an electricity, there is a bond, there is a rim that's going on that the Lord pulls you through every single day. And no matter how many times you put your feet to the floor and say, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, I'm gonna get through this, the demons are waiting. It's in the refrigerator. It's in the liquor cabinet.
It's when your feet hit the ground from the time your eyes open in the morning. But let me just say, Sherry, before you say that God had me call some people yesterday. You guys were those people. And I don't know why, but my heart was just needing to do this. It's obedience. The word says obedience is better than sacrifice. And we're just going to let God have his way, because this is for somebody. This is for us, but it's...
It could be us. It could be someone listening. We don't know really what, but it's a powerful message that he brings us to the table together.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Sherry.
I just wanted to say that life is a journey, and no journey is wasted.
That's right.
Hmm.
Life is a journey, and no journey is wasted. Every segment of the journey is for an ultimate
goal.
We were talking about in Bible study Wednesday night that life is like a parade. You're a spectator. But God already knows. He sees the end of the parade.
Right.
See, you're in time. You can only see
where you're at.
Where you're standing. But we must trust that he sees the end. He's already at the end.
And he's just waiting for us to get there.
And so if we would just really take that in, that he already sees the end of the road, he sees the bumps along the way, but he also sees you coming out of the bump. Okay, he already sees that. So just continue watching and if you're participating in the parade, knowing that there is an end, and he's at the end.
And the end is good. I gotta take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
The end is good.
With my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question. Tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. I'm wearing, I bought the house.
this. Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I want it.
Clothes I'm wearing,
I want it.
Rocks for my game,
I want it.
So depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing,
I want it.
The house I live in,
I want it.
The car I'm driving,
I want it.
I depend on me,
I depend on me.
Hey,
hey, hey,
hold your hands up,
oh,
baby.
All the honeys make you money.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
When you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together, it's purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that you serve for more than 60 years. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. I love Darlene St. Romain. She is every woman. I mean, she's a worker, she's a mom, she's a businesswoman, and she just gets it done. Listen, if you need Caring Companion services in Bunkie, phone 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And I want to just send a shout out to all of our sister friends that are listening in this morning to the OPT, some for the very first time. Danielle Parker, good morning and welcome to the OPT. We're so happy to have you. I hope that this conversation has, if not been inspirational, just makes people think.
Or laugh. Some cry. Of us may go home and cry, but you know what? We'll do it with a big bucket of ice cream. My mother-in-law used to say that she would decide to be doing her workout at home, and she'd put on the Jane Fonda tape and sit down with a bucket of ice cream. That was her workout.
Well, you know, we were talking during the break, and we just have had a great conversation, and I was telling them about, well, we were talking about hormones, and I was telling them about how weepy I've been, but I don't know if it's my hormones or if I don't know if it's just having a heart for the women that we speak to every single day and wanting the best for each and every one of you, wanting to encourage you, wanting you to know that success and goodwill and happy relationships is not just for some of us, but for all of us.
For all of us. And you know, one of the things I wanted to share with you before we end our segment today is my favorite sermon in church. And it talks about Jesus is on the mountaintop with his disciples, and they tell him, we want to set up our tents here. We want to stay here. It's so wonderful and great. And he says, no, you've got to go back down in the valley. And you know, so many times what we don't realize is we spend our blood, guts, and tears in the valley. And then you have those mountaintop moments, you know, and if you're in a bad place in your marriage, think about that journey that you've had with your spouse in the valley and reflect on those mountaintop moments. You know, in any relationship, you're going to have hard times. And then when you really reflect on those mountaintop moments, now, if you've got someone in your life that's draining you dry, if you can't find a mountaintop moment, you might need to prune him dry and prune that person out of your life.
Hey, you know, I got this saying from a lady that had been on the show. Her daughter was murdered by her boyfriend. And I wrote it down on my pad because I always want to remember it. And it's love, but she came up with an acronym, learning our value every day. And that's really one of the reasons why I come to work every single day, and I come with a vigor and I come with a passion to help people to learn their value every single day. Every single day.
And we each have value. And this is what I want to end this great segment with. My pastor, Joe Green, often says it, and I think it stands true for every woman who's listening, who's transitioning. Be where you are while you're there. And when you're gone, you are no longer there. Be where you, embrace where you are now. Be there. And when you're no longer there,
be done.
Be done.
That's right. We need to take the opportunity to really see our glasses half full and not half empty.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace the joy and the love that you have with your children and your spouse,
mm-hmm.
whether you have children or not. There's children in your life probably somehow,
mm-hmm.
some way.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to embrace all of the haves and turn away from the have-nots, because you know who's putting the have-not in your
mm-hmm.
head?
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing but the devil and your own demons.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Or be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Have what you have,
mm-hmm.
and enjoy and love exactly what God has put in front of you.
And you want to be like the Joneses. Joneses will be like you.
That's right. You can chase. Wait, who wags the tail? Does the tail wag the dog,
that's
or does
right.
the dog wag the tail?
That's right. And so once you know who you are, you're secure who you are. I know who I am. I'm just loud. You know,
I love
whatever.
It. Loud and proud, and I love it.
When I try to be something else, I suffocate.
But you know what? You know what? We're trying to impress people that we don't even like, and they don't even like us. So what's up with that?
You know what? I've learned that there are more people out there that are going to read your book by its cover than are going to take the time to crack it open and really get to the mm-hmm. nitty gritty of your novel.
Of who you really are.
And you know, my husband said, you got to kill those people with kindness. You walk around, you smile, how you doing?
That love
good
walk.
To see you. But you know what? You need to keep your intimate circle close and tight. It's not quantity, people. You ain't got to be, you know, most popular. Mm-hmm. It's quality of
absolutely.
Life. And relationships
that's
is
right.
what we're looking for.
Quality absolutely. Above quantity is always best.
Well, y'all can tell. Y'all can tell. When you bring a room full of women together, it is a full, good conversation. And I want to thank you, Sherry L.
Thank
Brown
you.
Jackson, Lisa Campo. I want to thank you guys for coming in and
thank
sharing
you.
Your heart, sharing yourself. And most of all, I want to thank all of you who, I don't know all of your names, but I trust that you took something away from this conversation that you needed to continue your journey. And wherever you are, knowing that that's where indeed you're supposed to be. You're at the right place, hopefully, with the right time, with the right people. And you know what? Know that your time is coming. We can't have a testimony without first going through some tests. And so we hope this morning has been productive and helping you getting closer to where it is that God wants you to be. I just want to say before we end, our prayers and our condolences continue to go out to the Christmas family. Ray Christmas is going to be, we're going to have his funeral on tomorrow. That's our first cousin, and to say to the family that, you know, when we live in Christ, we never really die, because those who love him, we know that we go on to be with the Lord. And so we just want to encourage you guys this morning and say, you know, keep your head lifted and know that God will surround you. He'll encompass you and he'll keep you through this time. And we want to encourage our listeners to pray for the Christmas family as well. Again, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
So much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself today. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Monday. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.